Lord, or individually in our own communities, in our own homes. We pray too for our nation as we get closer and closer to November, for the political process and discourse surrounding our conversation. We pray that as believers, we would put the best construction on all things, not bearing false witness against our neighbor or even against those whom with which we disagree, regardless of party. Lord, help us as your people to constantly keep in our prayers those whom you've placed in authority over us, the men and women at all levels of government, local, state, and national, that they too may be brought to a place of knowledge of your love for them, a place of repentance, a place, Lord, where they seek your wisdom above all things, not only for themselves, but for this country. So help us steward well the freedoms that you've entrusted to us as your people. And help us continue to use them for the good of our neighbor and to your glory. Lord, there's so much before us. There's a long list of names on our prayer page today. Families in mourning. Those who are in need of medical care. Those who are struggling financially or relationally. Those who are wrestling emotionally. We can do nothing but commend ourselves to you and place ourselves in your mercy. And we do so with great joy, knowing that you care for us, that you continue to work through our lives and circumstances for our good and your glory, and we would ask nothing less. And so it's in faith and it's in certainty that we offer up these prayers to you, spoken and unspoken, and continue to pray the prayer together your Son taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our service now continues with the service of the sacrament and a continual reminder that you are invited to take of the table of grace and belonging. Grape juice is found on my right, wine on my left, and we'll continue to ask that beginning with the left side, Joan will start us during the Lamb of God. We'll come forward to take back the communion kits to our seats. We continue then with our preface found on page 7. The Lord be with you. And lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat the body of Christ given for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you and your forgiveness. And now may the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior strengthen and encourage you in one true faith and continually remind you of God's love for you. Go with his peace, go with his blessing, and go in his great joy. Please stand for the prayer and benediction. Blessed be your name. May your name be on our lips all week long. Blessed be your name. Thank you for the invitation to the table. We gladly accept. In your name, Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance unto you and give you his peace. Amen. 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 Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We close with three verses from the Church's One Foundation.